Well, sis, you're not going to get where you need to be if you're stressed out. You're not going to get where you need to be because you're saying yes to every single thing. What I want you to get really good at is saying no and saying yes to the right things. Welcome to the Rise with Diana podcast, the podcast for working women leaders who are dedicated to doing the greatest work in a sound body, mind, and spirit. I'm Diana Patton, ex-corporate executive and civil rights attorney turned entrepreneur and business coach, helping working women leaders to gain the confidence to speak up and advocate for themselves and take uncomfortable action through daily disciplined practices to experience true life success without sacrificing their sanity. It wasn't that long ago that I was taking things way too personal, secretly having something to prove, and doing my best to fake it like I had it all together. I thought the appearance of success was the glue holding my life together, but it was that appearance of success and hustling to prove my worth that was ruining my life. In this podcast, my goal is to teach you the tried and true secrets of living your greatest authentic life. You with me? Let's get ready to rise. Hey, welcome to the Rise with Diana podcast. I am so excited to share a critical message with you today. And here it is. Just say no. No. Okay, everybody, repeat after me. No. No, I can't do that. No, but thank you so much for asking me. No. Okay, because no is a complete sentence. And I'm so happy that all of us are going to practice this, right? I know that we are getting ready to hear from so many people on our podcast who talk about this very thing of saying no. And I want to share with you why we need to spend the next 17 to 18 minutes talking to you about the power of saying no, right? Because how many of you struggle with saying no to people? You struggle because you really, why? Why do you think that you struggle with saying no? Go ahead, say it. I want to hear it. This is where I wish we were in a room together, because I think what I would be hearing from all of you is, I don't want people to be mad at me, right? I don't want to be left out. FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. I don't want people to think that I'm not capable of doing something, or I just want to be there. I want to be in the center of it all, not even just for FOMO, because you just like being every single place. But can I ask you, what is not having the ability or desire or capability or the thought of saying no costing you? Often, we are saying yes too much. And this could be something that is causing you a lot of stress, a lot of undue pressure, a lot of depression, or it's causing you not to be able to get to do your greatest work. And ladies, what I know is there's a lot of pressure on corporate women, and especially women of color, because there's less of women of color, women of different backgrounds, sexual orientations. And so we put this undue pressure on ourselves to perform, to fight the power, to do the cause, to be seen on the boards, because there's not that many people. And you might be thinking, well, Diana, isn't this opposite of your message? Because how are we going to close the gender equity gap? How are we going to be able to do all this work and get us where we need to be? Well, sis, you're not going to get where you need to be if you're stressed out. You're not going to get where you need to be because you're saying yes to every single thing. What I want you to get really good at is saying no and saying yes to the right things. Saying no, this is not how I'm going to be able to operate doing my greatest work in this position. Saying no to, I can't do all those other things because I have a family And there's nothing wrong with saying, I have a family. Saying no because no is a complete sentence. One of our speakers from the All Rise Live Global Summit is going to come onto our podcast and talk about this even more because it's a subject that I know we often struggle with, saying no. Now, I will tell you that there is a cost for you saying no. And I would like to outline the cost for you, right? Often, you're probably not going to be asked to do the things. But here's the thing. You're not going to be asked to do the things you don't want to do. Isn't that a great thing? I mean, it's a cost, but isn't it great? Because then you will be able to say yes to the things that you want to do. People will start to understand that you have a brand. And your brand says, this is not what she likes to do. This is what she wants to do. Here's the thing. You teach people how to treat you. Let me have you repeat that for yourself. I teach people, raise your right hand, because you know we are the right hand raisers in this community. Raise your right hand and say, I teach people how to treat me. And the way that you teach people to treat you is if you say yes to everything and you get mad because everybody asks you to do everything, how are you going to get mad? Because you're the one who said yes to it, sis. You see what I'm saying? And if you want to say no, you have to say no. Now, I want to give you some case in points because I was that woman in corporate America who had kids, who was trying to stay fit, who was trying to be a good mom, trying to be a good wife, trying to be a good individual to Diana, right? To really love me. And I had a lot of pressure because there weren't a lot of people that looked like me in corporate America. And so there were people who were constantly giving me all this applause and all this praise. Diana, how do you do it? You're doing this. You're doing this. How'd you write that book? How did you? Well, how I did it was because I wasn't saying yes to so many boards. And here's the thing. There's a problem if you say yes to every single board. I know that there are some women, and I'm just speaking about women, men do the same thing, but because this is a podcast for women leaders, is that we say yes and we're on like 8 or 10 boards. How are you capable of even being able to make an impact being on 8 to 10 boards? Ladies, especially in depending on whatever season of life you are in, it's difficult to be on 8 to 10 boards, even if you are retired and you have nothing going on but board life. It's hard to be on 8 to 10 different boards. And as a result of that, you're not really giving your absolute best. And I will tell you, the ways that I was able to say no, even though I had pressure from the Urban League, because I was a part of the Urban League, I was a part of the Young Professionals. I had pressure from other entities in law school because here I was graduating from law school and being an attorney and having this pressure. I had pressure from the clients that were advocating for me to be in a specific role as the global purchasing director of a Fortune 500 company. The clients wanted to have a person of color, specifically a Black woman in position. The pressure was on, y'all. It was on, and I felt it. But I really had to make some decisions. Did I want to be liked by every single person? Or did I really want to just like me, right? Because when I chose Diana, and I chose God helping me to choose me, my life changed. My life changed because it got me clear. It got me focused. And it got me to understand, really, the work needed to carry out my greatest work. It got me focused to understand, oh my gosh, I can't be out here doing everything for all people, inspiring all the kids across the land, which y'all know I love me some mentoring, if I can't be there for my kids. It didn't make sense. It didn't make sense that I would go out there and conquer the world and then lose the soul that was in me, that my soul needed replenished. My soul needed to be refined. My entire understanding of why I'm on this earth had to get clear by me saying no. So ladies, it's so important for you to be able to say no. So I love to give you guys some tips, and I love to give you some ideas, some things to think about on the journey of saying no, because oftentimes it's not going to be easy. So here's how we're going to start doing this. First, you have to conduct an audit. You have to begin to say, okay, what are the things that I have said yes to knowing that I should have said no to? And I want you, like we've done in all the other podcasts, is I want you to audit the yeses that you've said that you know you should have said no to. And I want you to write all of those things down. And as you're writing those things down, I want you to write what it's costing you to keep saying yes to something, right? That's the first thing I want you to begin to do, is you got to audit the yeses and nos that you've said and what it's costing you. Because I have to imagine that if you are the person that is constantly about pleasing other people, you've said a lot of yeses and you're angry about it. You're upset about it. You feel restricted. You feel taken advantage of. But sis, the person that said yes was you. So the first step is you must audit yourself, right? You have to see where you said yes, see where you need to say no, and you need to know what it's costing you. That's the first thing, okay? The second thing, I know it's going to get harder as we go along. The second thing is I'm going to ask you to write down two things that you are going to say no to, that you're currently going to say no to, right? You've got to go through that list and you're going to have to write down two things that you're going to say no to, right? And I want you to say what those two things are, and I want you to put a date on it, okay? I want you to put a date that this is the day that you're going to go and say no to it. Now, you might have to say no through an email. You might have to call up people. And while you're doing that step two is I want you to write down, like, what are the things that you're going to need? What are the ways that you're going to do it? What's the mode of communication? Because some of you might need to be able to have a phone call. And it may not be appropriate just to send an email and say goodbye. Maybe you need to have a lunch. Maybe you need to sit down and have a Zoom. Whatever that is, my point is you got to give yourself some freedom. Freedom comes when you say no. Freedom comes when you be able to get clear on saying and taking steps. I'm not saying you got to do it right after you get off this podcast, but what I am telling you is I know that just you writing those two things down and putting a date on it is going to give you some encouragement. All right. Now, the last and final thing is some of you just need support, right? You need someone to help keep you accountable. You need someone to help you see things that you cannot see. And sis, that's where I come in. Right? Some of you might need an executive coach. Some of you need a therapist. I'm not a therapist, but I certainly provide executive level coaching. And I know that a lot of you are in positions where you can bring on executive level coach. And you might say, I need that in my life right now. That's where you can get a hold of me. You might need executive level coaching. And I want to tell you, you don't have to go through this alone, because there are other opportunities for you to be able to get help. And the thing is that you probably need help. And that's why reaching out for executive level coaching, reaching out, maybe you want to get a part of my academy, the Rise Advocates Academy. And we have cohorts happening all the time. Just go to riseadvocates.com. Right? And through this coaching, you might even, depending on the time of year that you're listening to this, be able to come to the All Rise Live Global Summit. And at the All Rise Live Global Summit, you're going to be learning how to say no. You're going to be learning how to protect your time. You see, when we realize that we need help, it's important for you to ask for that help and to get the help that you need. And some of you are chronic yesers. You're chronic. It's become a systemic problem. It's caused problems in your work. It's caused problems in your home. And I know this because I have said that. I told you I had a time. And it caused me so much heartache. It cost me even times when my husband and I were having a lot of problems because of it. Ladies, I am speaking from experience here. So if this is something that you're struggling with, this is where I can help. Executive level coaching, you might want to go to the Rise Advocates Academy, the All Rise Live Global Summit. Follow me on social media. I'm talking about this all the time. You tuning into this podcast is helping you, I know. But these are the kinds of things that I want you to think about, okay? Does this sound like a plan? Does this sound like something we can work on? It's the first step. And by the way, you will be hearing a very similar message within the Rise with Diana podcast with other guests that come on, because guess what? This is something that is very, very prevalent within corporate women, in that we believe these narratives and we believe that we have to simply because we don't have enough of us. And I'm going to tell you, if all of us realize that it's time, place, and sequence, the God that we serve does not have a timing that's critical for you to be able to do your greatest work, right? The key is getting into a flow, getting into an understanding of when the right time, when the right sequence, and when the right place is. And I'm not saying you say no to everything, okay? Don't put that on the record. You say yes to the right things, and you say no to the right things, and I truly believe that God will help you find that. You got to pray. You got to meditate, right? You got to pull away. Doing the step one, step two will give you that time. And I want to encourage you to go back to my passion podcast where I was talking about passion. I want you to be able to listen to some of the speakers who are going to be talking about how they are showing up as their true authentic self to encourage you. I know it's not easy, but with practice and doing the things that I've just talked about is going to help you, okay? And I want to hear from you. I want to know. And first thing first, if you send me an email or you come back, I want you to start it off with saying, no is a complete sentence, right? No is a complete sentence. I want you to say that and then tell me a little bit about what you are doing to help yourself say no, okay? All right, just say no. And thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that this podcast has blessed you. Thank you for being with me today. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe to be notified of weekly content. You can also learn more and follow along with me on any social media channel and by going to risewithdiana.com.